All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual competing at BKFC 48, which goes down on August the 11th. And we have Joshua Moreno knuckling up and toeing the line against Jeremy Sauceda. And great getting to have Jeremy on the show for the very first time. How's everything going, man? You having a solid day so far?
Yes, sir. It's going good. Just busy.
And I saw you had a post about a couple months ago at this point saying warriors grow stronger after defeat. This is only the beginning. It seems like you've really taken this recent time period to kind of learn as you're sort of looking to rebound in this third bare knuckle boxing bout. Like, how important has this recent period of time, you know, been for your development? Because it seems to be like a big time for you in a certain sense.
Oh yeah, definitely. I do believe it takes a specific kind of person to get in there, especially fighting bare knuckle, you know, and any combat sport really, but just bare knuckle is just a whole nother challenge, a whole nother breed of people, you know.
Yeah, and just how's the journey been so far? Like I said, I mean, entering the ring for your third bare knuckle boxing bout at this juncture, and you're closing in on really 1 year in the sport, just with the debut being on that August 27th card last year with the BKFC 28 proceedings. So, like, can you speak to that? Like, how has the whole journey been, just being, like, back in New Mexico here and just the history with the tryouts and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's been great. I've been just trying to learn and figure out the difference between boxing and bare knuckle, you know. So it's been quite a journey. It was great going out there the first fight and getting it done and fighting a great opponent. He's a good guy. I ended up talking to him afterwards on social media and stuff, and yeah, he's a good dude. And the second fight, I guess people were turning down Alonzo. They called me on a Tuesday, said, hey, would you like to fight? We're gonna probably do a catch weight at 180, somewhere around there. And I said, yeah, let's do it. And then so they called me on Tuesday, and Wednesday I was on the plane headed over there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess just speaks to your gamesmanship in a certain regard, though. Like, you seem like a guy that, you know, consistently stays ready and whatnot. Is that something that you might analyze differently in the future, though? I mean, you're talking about it being like a short notice sort of thing and everything like that. Like, do you kind of re-examine taking fights like that in the future, or is it just about being game and wanting to compete, and that's something you could see yourself pursuing again in the future, like more of those short notice kind of opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely take those into consideration. I mean, yeah, obviously it's better to have a camp and everything and have a notice before you fight, but when you're in a sport like this, you have to stay ready. You don't have as longevity, I would say, and most combat sports. So I would say you just have to stay ready and be prepared for anything, really.
Yeah, and it seems like you also do a great job of just surrounding yourself with such great minds as well. Like, it seems like you're very driven yourself and have like a good mind for the game as you're kind of, you know, pursuing these different fights yourself. But just seeing some of the people who presumably you're picking the brains of, like people like, you know, Christine Faria, I saw you with her a little bit ago, but also people like Leonard Garcia and Tom Schoaf. So it seems like you're under like a few really good, you know, learning trees, as it were.
Oh yeah, definitely. Leonard's a really good friend of mine. We're really good friends, and that's kind of how I got into bare knuckles, through Leonard. When he was training for the Julian Lane fight, he said, "Hey, I heard you, because we were friends before that." He said, "I heard you're a good boxer." I said, "Yeah, yeah." He said, "Okay, let's get some rounds in." So we started training together. And he said, "Man, you when the trials came up for Albuquerque, he said, hey, you should really try out." So that's what I did. I went out there and I went out there short notice, and at that time I was just lifting weights. I wasn't doing any cardio or nothing. So I was about 220 and just yoked up. So it was a little different. I didn't have all the stamina and everything I do now, but it was good.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine like the rigorous cardio and just like what, you know, the sport encompasses probably led to, you know, that changing in your physique. Because it seems like from what you're talking about, it was like a pretty noticeable change in your biochemistry there from, you know, competing and readying for bare knuckle once Leonard got you into it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just, as soon as it started becoming something that I would pursue, I knew I had to get in shape and get ready. So that's what we did.
And I guess just kind of tied into the point I was making before about how as much as you, I guess, learn yourself, you also surround yourself with great people. Like, it was cool seeing like that photo floating around. I think it was like a year and a half-ish ago of you with John Dodson and shouted him out as a great fighter and great person. Just funny how things turn out, right? Just with him main eventing this card now.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of forgot about that. I forgot about that. So I don't know how to think about it, but yeah, that's true. We were there at the tryouts for in Albuquerque, and I was just like, man, it was great meeting this guy. He's a great guy, you know. And every time I've seen him since then, him and his brother, man, they're always good to me. They're great. They're always supporting me and liking my posts and stuff like that too. So yeah, man, I love those guys.
Yeah, just fun to see the representation on the card here too. But just talking about New Mexico guys, I mean, your opponent here definitely fitting that bill as well, and just curious to get some of your thoughts on what you've seen from him, because it looks like per Tapology he's got at least like a few gloved boxing bouts to his credit, as well as six MMA bouts, and obviously the more localized bare knuckle record of 2-0 in BKFC. So I guess, what are your thoughts on his resume overall, and I guess some of the better stylistic attributes you may have seen from Moreno?
Yeah, I think obviously he's long. He's gonna be pushing that. He has a good technique as opposed to some of the other fighters, you know, that fight bare knuckle more wild, you know. I think he's a little more cleaner and picks his shots a lot better. So, and me coming from a boxing background, I mean, I've done the same thing. So I think it's going to be a really good fight. I think people are really going to enjoy watching it.
Yeah, and as much as it's a new sport, I mean, just even kind of looking at your guys' background, like, I think maybe the layman kind of inference almost would be that maybe his approach would be more centric on like a pressure, like infighting kind of crowd you, like dirty box kind of approach, whereas maybe your inclination would be to kind of keep it at that boxing range more so. Like, obviously you'd be comfortable to mix it up wherever the fight goes and be fluid, but in a simplistic way, is that in a way kind of how this one breaks down almost?
Yeah, definitely. I would say because bare knuckle's so different, it's hard to just stay precise and pick your shots. And I've realized that from the previous bouts, that I can't just go in there trying to box. You know, you gotta just let your instinct kind of take over and really just go at it. Putting it in layman's terms as much as you can, that's pretty much it. You know, you gotta just go in there and be ready to duke it out, you know?
And I guess just in staying in line with this being a different sport from what you'd done previously in like Queensbury rules boxing, I'm curious if there's certain aspects you've added to the camp, and kind of interesting because some fighters like almost don't go this route at all, like they almost dismiss it. But I also have seen a lot of bare knuckle fighters adopt kind of unique techniques to kind of strengthen the hands, as far as like, you know, working with the Muay Thai boards and like punching the sand and just a variety of things like that. Are you kind of an individual that adds things like that into your camp, or is it largely something that resembles like how you'd prepare for a glove boxing fight?
No, I think it's completely not completely, but it's different for sure. There's a lot of boxing camps here, a lot of the professional gyms, and they all box, you know, so it's kind of hard to pick their minds and kind of tell them, like, this isn't the same thing as boxing, you know. You gotta take a completely different approach. But yeah, definitely what I would do for hardening my knuckles is just hitting the leather bare a lot of the time, you know.
Yeah, also seen a bit of that as well, and I guess curious on the sparring end of things, because some guys will go with, like, the, you know, larger gloves, as is customary with, like, the Queensbury rules style of sparring, but some guys will work with, like, the MMA gloves to kind of replicate the range of bare knuckle a little more. Like, where are you at in that binary as far as how you handle the sparring for these fights?
I've done both. I do a little bit of both, so I'll do some typical boxing with 16-ounce gloves, and then I'll switch it up and use maybe like a 4 or 5 ounce glove, and I'll spar with somebody that's a small glove, you know, and typically someone doesn't want to get hit with that, so I'll have them put on a vest, a body vest, and spar them like that, you know.
Yeah, good to get those different looks and stuff like that, but it seems like a great time for middleweight, like even on this card with the Sanchez versus Lacaz fight also going down at 175 pounds. Like, I guess, what are your thoughts on the state of the division overall? Because as of this recording, like, relatively recently, David Mundell notched that first title defense. Like, it seems like middleweight is in a pretty healthy state. I would think that would be exciting for you as a competitor. Just curious to get your thoughts on the general state of the weight category, I guess.
Yeah, I like this. They've been trying to get me to fight at 165, and then soon after my last fight, they were already trying to give me a couple 185ers, and I said, you know what, I like 175, so I feel more comfortable, I feel stronger. I feel like if I drop down to 165, I won't feel as strong as I do at 175. So I like it. I like the weight class and the fighters that are in it at the moment. So
yeah, I mean, the top five, just so stacked for sure. I mean, just some great guys there. I mean, Francesco Ricci, former champion, number 4, still in the mix. But, I mean, you got a guy like Mike Perry, too, at the second spot in the category. And a lot of people kind of seeing him as one of the bigger faces in the sport. So, yeah, it seems like one of the bigger kind of focused divisions, for sure.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, love to see it. But also curious to, you know, get some insights on some of the, you know, outside combat sports work it seems like you involve yourself in. I was noticing in the bio you had there on Instagram, I believe it was, that you're a music producer and a writer and do some A&R. I'm curious to get some insights on all of that. Like, how long has that been going on? And yeah, it just seems like a cool creative outlet. Like, curious to just get some insights on all that.
Oh yeah, definitely. I started a pretty big music studio, record label, however you want to say it. Both. About, let's say, 4 years ago, and we produce everything in house, mix, master, shoot our own videos, literally everything that has to do with entertainment, music, live podcasts, streams, streaming live, gaming live, just about anything and everything. And I've written a lot of music for multiple genres of music. So country, rock, rap, a little bit of everything. So, yeah.
And it seemed like you were also involved in some acting from what I was seeing, too. Like, it looked like you were in a movie, even. Like, what was going on with all of that? That would seem like a cool creative outlet also.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, from being in the studio and everything, and being in certain music videos that they've wanted me to act in and things like that, it kind of, the opportunity came up from a friend of mine. He shoots for a lot of people, and he knows a lot of producers, and he called me up one day and said, hey, they really like how you look. Send in some headshots and stuff like that, and so I did, and I had a little. They sent me some of the script and said, "Hey, we're gonna FaceTime you, the director and the producer," and I did a little casting. I did a little test run right there. And they watched me as I read the lines and did everything, and they're like, hey, we'd like to have you in our movie. So yeah, that's how that happened.
No, that's cool, man. So is that something you'd like to do more of in the future, or was it more just the opportunity happened to pop up and you kind of saw a lane for it there? Like, did you develop a bit of a taste for it in a certain sense? Was it a fun experience overall? Maybe do some more of it?
Yeah, it was definitely, it was a great experience, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. You know, I was worried about memorizing lines and doing certain space, having like certain facial expressions and stuff like that. But no, it went well. It was really good. They really enjoyed it, and should be coming out by the end of the year.
Yeah, well, people will definitely have to check that out, and kind of cool that you, you know, like, learned something from it in a certain sense and stepped outside the comfort zone. I'm pretty sure a lot of, like, psychologists say, like, the two main things people are afraid of generally is, like, public speaking and physical confrontation, so it's kind of cool you're kind of tackling both at the same time.
Yeah, it definitely is. I couldn't see myself doing this when I was in high school. I mean, high school, I couldn't even speak in front of the class.
Was combat sports an outlet back then, almost? Like, was that your form of expression, almost? Like, did you get a cathartic reaction, almost, and an expressive kind of attachment with combat sports, maybe, because you're talking about maybe not being the most, like, you know, extroverted kind of guy in, like, a high school setting? Like, was combat sports almost that cathartic, expressive outlet, I guess?
I would definitely say so. My parents never let me or my siblings play any sports growing up, you know. So when I was finally able to do boxing or get into boxing, it kind of just was everything. I was everything to me. So I'd be in the gym. As soon as I got out of school, I'd be in the gym for about 5-6 hours training. So yeah, I would definitely say so.
Yeah, that's cool to hear, man. And has obviously taken you some cool places so far, and obviously many more chapters in the story. But I guess just being mindful of your time, one of the last things I wanted to touch on, because I noticed both yourself and your opponent, Joshua Moreno, have the distinction of having all your bare knuckle fights end inside the distance there. Does that trend continue on August 11th, you think?
I guess we won't know until we're there, you know. Anything can happen, especially in bare knuckle. So we'll just see what happens. But I know it's gonna be a great show. We're gonna put on a hell of a show and get after it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And just really appreciate all the great insights throughout this chat. But just curious if there's maybe any final parting thought you'd like to add as we're sort of wrapping up here, Jeremy.
I can't think of anything right off the bat, but I think you covered everything pretty good.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I mean, definitely some cool topics to get into with you, and like I said, to reiterate, definitely appreciate those insights, and very much looking forward to BKFC 48. Seems like a great card on August 11th, and this Joshua Moreno fight should be a great middleweight matchup. But yeah, you enjoy the rest of your day, man, and again, thanks so much for the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.